Galatians chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 4 through 5. It's already December, already the 1st of December, already Christmas time, already getting prepared for those things. And I'm going to start off with, let's celebrate Christmas. Let's celebrate Christmas. Since Jesus has came, we're going to look at some things. You might have heard or been aware, or might have not have known, but Miss Joanne Black, a longtime resident of Putnam County and worked out at Seminole Electric for the past 31 years, was out enjoying Black Friday with her children. And they got to Walmart and got the buggy. And when they got the buggy, she told her children that she all of a sudden had a massive headache. And she collapsed right there and passed away with a massive stroke. And so you just remember Joanne Black family. They will have her viewing tonight from 4 to 6 at Johnson Overturf, and then her funeral will be Monday at 2. So if you can remember the Black family, that would be great. Only 59 years young, and just celebrated Thanksgiving with the family, and then, wow, what an end to a celebration. So be in prayer for Joanne Black and the family there, and those out at Seminole Electric as they try to minister to the needs of the family. Galatians chapter 4, and we'll look at verses 4 and 5. Go to the Lord with me in prayer. Our Father and our God, we pause for a minute, the Lord, just to say thank you for what you've done in our life. Thank you for how you're blessing the church and how you're blessing families that are here and our guests and visitors, the Lord. And God, just thank you for your love, your peace, and your harmony that you've exhibited amongst our brothers and sisters here. And God, we're thankful. God, we're thankful for the times that we had to celebrate with family and with friends, the Lord, over Thanksgiving. And now, God, we do stop to reflect on Miss Joanne and Black family. The Lord, that you would just minister to them, to the children, to her husband, to her family, and friends and co-workers and all that knew her. The Lord, that you would just be with them in this time of grief and this time of bereavement, that, God, you will minister to the needs of the family. And God, I pray, the Lord, for your presence to be here today. Thank you. Thank you for your presence already here. Thank you for the amazing worship service, the Lord, and the song selection that was chosen. And God, how we can just reflect on, the blessings of you, the Lord, how you blessed our soul. And God, how great you are and how good you are, God. And then going into Beulah Land, the Lord, how I know that we're longing for that day to come. And God, as we have loved ones and friends that's gone on before us, and as we see what this world is shaping up to be, God, we do long for you. We long for your coming. God, it can't be far away. God, I really believe that we're going to see you come, and soon, the Lord, it can't be long. And God, we just can't wait and anticipate that day that we can be gathered around your throne with loved ones and family and friends that's gone on before us, gathered around just all worshiping you, all praising you, all thanking God for you, God, and casting out any crowns that we might have received at your feet. And God, just worshiping you together as one big family, the family of God. And God, thank you for us worshiping together as family, the Lord, here. And God, I pray today that as we open up your word, it is your word, you will bless it, you will anoint the reading of your word. God, that you will have us behind the cross of Calvary, fill us with your presence and power, the Holy Spirit of God. Give us the freedom to deliver your word today. And God, we pray that you bind up Satan, his demons and workers, and cast them away from here. They're not welcome. And keep Satan at bay. And God, continue that sweet spirit that is in this church. Continue to keep it sweet, the Lord, and loving you. And God, we thank you. God, we praise you for what you're going to do. God, may you open up our hearts, open up our minds and our ears, the Lord, to receive your word today. And may we apply your word to our heart. Not only be hearers of your word, but be doers. That God, we can be a blessing to others we come in contact with. God, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 4. And let's celebrate Christmas since Jesus has come. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 says this. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. Amen. We have been adopted by Jesus, adopted, made heirs and joint heirs with the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Since Jesus has come, we're able to celebrate. Why do we celebrate Christmas? What is it about? It's about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was about the birth of a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that came and died for you and me. Birth for us. And he was one of the greatest gifts that you and I could ever receive, is receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The greatest gift. Let's celebrate Christmas. The true meaning of it is celebrating the Lord. You know, at Christmas time, my wife gathers our children around, and we have Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Christ before we do anything. When my wife makes a cake for Jesus, and we put some candles on there, and we sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we celebrate Christmas. Because they need to understand the true meaning of giving. What giving is all about, what gifts are all about, was about Jesus, was about God's sending the greatest gift that he ever had for you and me. Let's celebrate Christmas. Let's celebrate this time together. As it says, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. If you're taking notes, number one, I want you to think of, since Jesus has come, life has come. Since Jesus has come, life has come. We had baby dedication to do this morning, but our baby was sick. So it was going to tie right in to life. Life has come, and life of a child and birthing of a child is life. The Jesus has come when God sent him to be born of a virgin, to be born here in earth. My friend, life had came. Life had came to you and me. We were sinners. We were undone, my friend. We were doomed and destined for hell. But thank God for his saving grace. Thank God for his love. Thank God that he sent Jesus, my friend, wrapped in swaddling clothes, wrapped him up as a baby, and presented him as a gift of salvation for you and me if we would accept it. Life has come. Jesus said in John 10:10, he said this, he says, "It's he come, not but to steal and to kill and destroy, but I am come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly." Jesus came. He came so you and I can have life. There is life in the Lord. Outside of Jesus, you don't have life. We don't know how to live. My friend, I wouldn't know what to do. But since Jesus has come and we have accepted him as Lord and Savior, life has come. Life has come. The thief, as it said, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says, "I have come that you may have death." Amen. As you see, if y'all was waiting, I have come that you might have what? Life. And not just any old life, my friends, but an abundant life. Not just any life. He's came so that you and I can have an abundant life. A life that is more abundant in the Lord. My friend, you want to have an abundant life? You want to have a life that is fulfilling in life in the Lord? Have a life in Jesus. Have a life in the Lord. Your life will be fulfilled. Your life will be abundant in him. Oh, listen to me. He came that we can have life. Life is not just something he gives, my friend, for he is life. He is life. In Colossians 3:4, in Colossians it says, when Christ, who is our life, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall also appear, ye shall also appear with him in glory. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? When Christ, who is our life, he is our life. When Christ, who is our life, it says, shall appear, then shall ye, then shall you also appear with him in glory. My friend, that's life that he gives us. That life is in him. He that has the Son has life. In 1 John 5, in verses 11 through 12, in 1 John 5, in verses 11 through 12, he says this. He said, and this is the record that God hath given to us, what? Eternal life. And this what? Life is in who? Is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath what? Life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath what? Life. No life. My friend, listen. He came so that you and I could have life. That we can have light, that we can have abundant life. God, come. My friend, He is, as that verse of Scripture, He is life. And in Him is life. He came so that we can have life. Not only that, not only since Jesus came and celebrating Christmas, and since Jesus came, we celebrate life. Life has come. Not only that, but the light has come. Light has come. You see, when Jesus come, my friend, and the angels of the Lord spoke to those shepherd men and spoke to those. They guided them to baby Jesus by the what? The light of a star. He is guided to him. Oh, listen to me. Light has come. In John 12, 46, it goes to say, I am come a what? A light into the world, that whosoever believes on me shall not abide in darkness. I have come. He says, I am come a light into this world, that whosoever believes on me shall not abide in darkness. Listen, that light is in the Lord. That light of the Lord reveals a lot of things in your life and my life. The light of the Lord radiates through and should radiate through the children of God. They should be, when we're out walking around in a lost and dying world, in a dark world, we should be the light. The light of Jesus should shine forth through you and me when we're out there. Not only that, but the light of the Lord, thank God, the light of the Lord reveals to us the sin in our life. Because where there's sin, where there's darkness, there can be no light. But thank the Lord that the light of the Lord shines down in our heart, reveals to us there's things in there that are hindering us from doing the work of God. Thank the Lord for the light. He is light. I am come, a light into a world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. That light in the Lord Jesus shed that light, making us aware of our sin. In 1 John 1, 5 through 7, it says this. It says, this then is the message which have heard of him, declare unto you that God is what? Light, and in him there is no what? No darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, if we walk in that light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. He is the light, my friend. He has come. He is the light to you and me. He has come into this world that he can show forth his light. And in him there is no darkness. And my friend, walking in that fellowship. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank the Lord for the light. Thank the Lord for walking in fellowship with him. Thank the Lord that we walk in the light and the love of God. As I said, thank him for his love. Thank him for his peace. Thank him for the harmony. Thank you for him being the light. And in him there is no darkness, my friend. He is the light. And as long as we let that light radiate and shine in your life and shine in my life, we will have fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. And that fellowship we will enjoy with one another will be that fellowship of love, that fellowship of peace, that fellowship of harmony. Why? Because we're worshiping the light and we're allowing the light to fill our lives. We're allowing the light to fill our lives. And understand, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the light that was shining for Jesus. It's about what we do for him, my friends, that makes a difference in this world. The light has come into this world. That light is Jesus himself. He is the light. He's the light that shines down. He's the light that shines through us. He's the light that reveals himself to you and me. He's the light that should be revealed to others through you and me. He wants to be the light of the world. He came to be the light of the world, but he wants to be the light in your life and in my life. Will we allow him to shine forth? Will we allow him to be the light in our lives that he desires to be? Oh, since Jesus has come, my friend, life has come. Since Jesus has come, the light of the world has come. Oh, not only that, but when I see these verses, my friend, the Lord has come. Not only that, not only has the life has come, not only has the light have come, but the king size, I love Marquis, the king size bed, amen? Y'all get that? The Lord has come. And yeah, that, how y'all like to sleep in that king size bed? Amen. And that's what my King, His Lord and Savior Jesus Christ slept in and was born in. Oh, listen to me. The Lord has come. When you go back, He's the one, my friend, that was placed in the womb of a virgin named Mary. He was the one being conceived of the Holy Ghost. In Luke 1:35, it says this. It said, the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. He says, therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Let's celebrate Christmas, but let's celebrate it in a way that the Lord needs to be celebrated, that He is life, that He is light, my friend, and that He is the Lord Himself has come. The Lord Himself has come. The angel answered and said unto her again, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also this holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The power of the highest, my friend, overshadowed Mary, a virgin, my friend, chose because of the life that she lived. And the canopy of divine Shekinah glory was overshadowed her. And the Holy Spirit placed Jesus into the womb of a virgin, my friend. And out of that conceived life, conceived the light, conceived the Lord that came out of Mary, my friends. Oh, listen, that Shekinah glory was none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my friend. He's what we celebrate Christmas for. The Shekinah glory of the Lord came, my friend. Oh, listen to me. The Lord has came. Not only that, let's celebrate Christmas, my friend. Jesus has came. Oh, but not only has the Lord came, but liberty has come. Listen, before we were saved, we were in bondage and trespasses and sin against the Lord. We were bound down. We were in bondage, my friend. We were in chains and shackled down before we invited Jesus into our heart. Sin had us, my friend. Sin had us. But thank God He broke the bonds of chains for you and me. Thank God, my friend, by His amazing grace. Thank God how great He is. Oh, blessing our soul, Lord. Thank God for Him. Oh, liberty has come to you and me because Christ, that liberating power, my friend, over sin, can only come from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He died to take the sins of mankind upon Him. And only through Christ are we liberated from the sin of this world. Only through Him that we have life. And the light has come, and the Lord has come. It's only through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for Him. Thank God for liberating us. Oh, the Bible says we're free indeed in John 8:36. In John 8:36 it says, the Son therefore shall make you a debtor. The Son therefore shall keep you in bondage. The Son therefore shall what? Make you free, and you shall be free indeed. Who the Son makes free is released and free indeed. There's nothing that can hold you down. There's no bondage, Jason, that can hold you down. The moment you gave your heart and life to the Lord, following through with that believer's baptism today, there's nothing. Sin can't keep you down no more. Sin can't hold you down. You've been free and liberated by the power of the Holy Spirit of God that you invited into your heart. And who God makes free is free indeed, brother. You can shout all the way to glory. Now, some check you can take to the bank and cash it for all eternity, because it's got eternal dividends. It'll never run out. Oh, being free, liberated. I even get Danny shouting over here. Glory to God. He's always shouting, amen. He's always getting excited. You know, he's free, being free, free in the Lord. Oh, listen, no things to hold you down, bother you, or burden you down. Oh, Danny, talk to him for me. Danny, you won't have to worry about not hearing here, because God will release you and free you up there. Amen. And you'll be free forever, not bondage down with nothing, man. Shouting time, shouting in glory, amen. Amen, shouting time, shouting in glory. Oh, listen, I don't know what I could do if I had sign language school and trying to preach, hold a Bible, and run around. That would be a sight for everybody to see right there. Amen. Oh, it's liberating. Not only that, but since Jesus has come, love has come. Since Jesus has come, love has come. Folks, the love has come. Christ coming down in his first coming showed how much God loved you and me. So it is how much God loved us. Love has came to us, my friend. Oh, what does it say in Romans 5:8? But God commanded his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love has came. The love of God has came. Since Jesus has came, love has came, my friend. And let's experience the love of God. He wants you to experience. He wants you to apply it to your life. And you can, understanding, my friend, listen, you haven't done stuff that's so bad that Christ didn't die for you and love you. You're not so good that you're not in need of Christ every day either. My friend, it goes both ways. He loved you. He died for you, my friend. And thank God we serve a God of a second chance. Oh, listen to me. The church house is full of sinners. Amen. Saved by the mercy and grace of God. Amen. Amen. I don't know nobody that walked through this door today that ain't a sinner. But we got something to be thankful for. Our God died for you and me. Amen. He died for us and saved us. My friend, he died for us to save us, but not only that, to liberate us and to make us free. Free in the Lord. And who is free in the Lord is free indeed. My friend, oh, it's free indeed. The Lord has come. Oh, John 15:13-17 tells us about the love of God. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He goes on to say, you are my friends, and if you do whatsoever I commanded you, do you honor... Boy, I started to jump off there. Do you honor... I'd jump off there, and y'all would have to surely take me to the hospital. That knee ain't working quite yet. I still... Woo, boy, I can't wait till I can get it fixed. Y'all be in trouble then. Oh, listen to me. You are my friends. Friends, do you get that? Jesus has called you and me friends. Friends of Christ. Friends of him. He says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I commanded you. And he goes on to say, henceforth, I call you not servants, for a servant knoweth not what the Lord does. He said, but I have called you friends. I almost jump off there again. Friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. A friend in Christ. Oh, Miss Gail, all things of the Father, he's made known to us. A friend. Everything that he has with the Father. He's left nothing out for you and me. He's made it known to us. He give us the Word of God. Oh, listen. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And I've ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name. He says, in my name, he'll give it you. He'll give it you. He says, these things I command you, that you love one another. Since Jesus has came, the love has came. It is a commandment, my friends, that we exhibit that love and that we share that love amongst our brothers and sisters in Christ, friends and family, those we come in contact with. We can exhibit that love so we can continue to feel that love, the peace, the harmony, the unity, the togetherness, the one mind, the one accord that we're experiencing now because the light has come and we're allowing the light to infiltrate our lives, my friend. The light has come. Life has come. Oh, the love has come in your heart, in my heart. Oh, listen to me. Christ is good, my friend. Life has come since Jesus has came. Light has come. The Lord has come. Liberty has come. Thank God he liberated us, my friend, and set us free. And not only that, but the love has come. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He said, I no more will call you servants, but a friend. And all that I've made known to my Father, I make known to you. Thank the Lord that we're friends in God, that we're friends in Christ. Not only that, my friend, since Christ has come, I believe, my friend, we're living in the last days. The last days are here and the last days have come. I was studying a thing and said many scholars are convinced that the last days began with the first advent of the coming of the Lord. Oh, listen to me. I thought about that. Well, since those last days began, according to some of their scholars, Jesus must be on the way to earth any day now. He must be on his way here any day now. We have to be living in that latter part of them days. What do you think, Brother Leroy? I think we're living there. Do you? I think we might see it even before I have to do your funeral one day. I think the Lord's going to come back. What do you think? Amen. Amen. It ain't going to be in your hand. He's going to see him come. My friend, listen. The Lord is coming. I believe it, my friends. You look around, you look what this whole world is facing. Oh, listen, Christ might return before we even say amen and get out of here today. Amen. Amen. Miss Charlotte, that knee will be brand new. Whether it's new right now, it'll be really new there. Miss Sharon, that back will be brand new. Whether it's halfway decent here, it'll be brand new there. Won't ever have to worry about it again. Amen. Max is all gimped up running around here. Max, you won't have to worry about nothing no more. Don't get no shots. You'll be running around. Lord, help us if he's running around. Not only that, Mom, you won't have to worry about no orthopedic surgeon getting those six shots at one time no more. We'll be free, liberated, free, set free, not only from the bondage of sin, not only from the grips of Satan, but from everything you and I could ever face. We will be free from it, free indeed in the Lord. Free in him, free indeed in the Lord. Let's not lose our excitement in serving the Lord. Let's not lose the excitement of the celebration of Christmas. And while we celebrate the Lord and while we celebrate Christmas and while we celebrate this month, man, I wish Christmas was every day of the week, all year round, every month. It should be in the Christian's life. It should be in our life. We should be celebrating the Lord every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, celebrating him. Allow God to rekindle that fire and that love in our hearts for him. Allow him to rekindle that. Oh, listen, since he has came, my friends, as I said, life has came. Oh, listen, there was no life until Jesus brought life to you and me. Life has come, my friends. The light has come. He is the light of the world. Will you allow, will you accept that light into your heart, in your life today? Oh, listen to me. Understanding, when Jesus came, the Lord himself came. When he came, the Lord himself came, my friend, and we need to understand that. Understanding that when he come, my friend, he wants to set you free. He wants to liberate you, set you free. If you would just accept him and make him Lord and Savior of the life, he wants to set you free. And whom the Lord and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, listen to me. When he has come, love has come. Romans 5:8, I said, but God commended his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He has come, love has come. Oh, listen to me. Not only that, my friends, but I think Jesus is soon returning again. We better be ready. We better be looking up. It can't be much longer. Really, boy, it can't. It can't be much longer. Folks, when you look around this world, and you look around at our country, but not only ours, you look around at the country. The world itself is in trouble. It's in trouble. Folks, it can be sad for some, but for us, look up. Your redemption draws nigh. Look up. When these things that the Bible starts talking about, you see them fulfilled every day in front of your life, my friend. That's an exciting time for you and me, because that just means Jesus is on the way. Amen. Jesus is on the way. Amen. And it can't be long. Oh, Malcolm, as you were sharing with me about Miss Black, Miss Joanne, that grief and that hurt that is there through that family, celebrating, fellowshipping in one moment. The next moment, get a phone call. Get her to the hospital. Show up and she's not there. She's not made it. You know? Go from a high to a low of lows. But thank the Lord, one day, all that'll be over. Yeah. According to Revelations, there'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. Yeah. There'll be no more sorrow. All those things will pass away. Behold, he makes all things new. He said, I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready for His coming?
Yep.
Listen, Christ has came to you. You with me?
Yeah. Come on.
But have you came to Him?